You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report. I don't have a whole lot. I might let you carry most of this. Olive oil prices are about to go through the roof.
No, it's true.
I love olive oil.
Weather conditions, other problems with the olive crops in the olive growing nations like Italy and Spain and Portugal and Greece.
That's pretty much the only oil I use anymore. Is that I don't think I use.
I used to be all canola olive oil. The EVOO, don't you know?
Oh.
Extra virgin.
Okay.
I've started kind of branching out into a few other oils that are interesting. Anyway, the point is prices on olive oil, they're expecting to go up as much as 50% over the next couple months.
This is bad timing. We were just talking about Starbucks adding all these drinks where they're putting a shot of olive oil in the coffee. So that's bad timing. Those drinks are going to be like $14 a drink.
Right.
Man.
There's a Chick-fil-A in Pennsylvania that's coming under fire because they've instituted a new rule that kids under 16 need to have a parent with them because they've had too many rowdy, bad-behaving kids come in and tear up the store and the restrooms, disrespect employees. So now they're saying, hey, we really appreciate the unaccompanied children and teens that have acted appropriately, but due to the numerous extreme behaviors of many of your peers, we must make a blanket rule covering anyone under the age of 16. They're going to catch a lot of crap for this, but you know what? I got their back.
Yeah, you don't want a bunch of punk kids in there making noise. And
do not, I beg of Chick-fil-A, do not be swayed by the vocal 5%. The silent 95% are supporting you on this.
Sounds like these kids are being jerks. I mean, who's going to agree with that?
Oh, I know. They're lining up already.
Come on.
They're lining up already. Here's another story that I'm like, this is long overdue. There's a city out in California. We'll go to the other coast now. Laguna Beach that has voted to ban the sale and use of all balloons, including party balloons, in public. If you still want to get them and have them in your house, fine. But too many people are getting all of these balloons, including those evil, horrific Mylar balloons. And then they float away, and what happens? They never degrade. Animals start eating them or whatever, and it kills the animals. It is polluting the beaches. So the city officials say latex balloons and Mylar balloons can go straight to hell. We're not going to sell them.
Get rid of them.
We're not going to let them out in public.
Balloons are stupid.
I think balloons are stupid.
Yep, they are.
And I know we got a lot of listeners right now who are like, hey, I like balloons. Well, find
something else. Switch to crepe paper.
Yeah, find something else that you like.
Yeah.
What else is trending?
Ford is trending this morning. I've been laughing at this story since I read it first thing this morning. They're applying for a patent to make the repossession process go a little bit smoother. This new system is titled the Systems and Methods to Repossess a Vehicle, and it's a little device that they're going to be putting into new cars potentially. So when you're not paying your bills, you're not paying off that vehicle, they can initiate this little device, and it'll just start taking little things away at first. Give you kind of warnings. It'll maybe shut the air off for you, on you, or turn the radio off, or disable your GPS. And then it just kind of progresses a little bit more as you get further and further more delinquent on your bills. And it'll, you know, start shutting off your cruise control. And then at some point, you just won't be able to start the vehicle, and it'll lock you out. Now, the other funny aspect is to this is that some of those autonomous or semi-autonomous driving vehicles, it'll actually take the car with nobody in it and move it. The car will fire up and just drive away to somewhere where a tow truck can pick it up.
It'll
just drive it to the bank or, you know, to a junkyard or something. Your car will just be like, see you later. And it'll rolling off.
I know this is also going to anger people, but I think this is hilarious.
You know, if you're not paying your bills, I guess, you know, I don't know.
It's a little harsh. People have to give you a car.
No, I mean, you're signing a contract that you got to pay for this thing. And when you don't, well, now your F-150 will just drive away. drive off into the sunset with no AC on. So that's kind of funny. I'm sure, you know, that'll trickle down into all makes and models eventually. Big news today, National Pancake Day again. This time it's IHOP's big day. You can go in until 7 p.m. tonight to score a free short stack of pancakes, flapjacks. What was it benefiting? Do you remember?
The Children's Miracle Network Hospitals.
Thank you very much. You do get that free short stack, but they are asking people to do a little donation
to that cause. And don't be a creep and not donate.
Yeah, don't be that guy.
I mean, really? Yeah. Oh, I can get away with it. They'll give me free pancakes. I don't have to do anything. Make a donation.
Don't be a slug. Come on.
Even a few bucks.
What did you say? Don't be a what?
Slug.
Slug.
I think a slug.
Something else.
A slut.
I thought you said don't be a slut.
Don't be a slut. Don't be a pancake slut.
A pancake slut.
There are times I have felt like a total pancake slut.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Give me some of that.
Oh. One of my top five favorite foods ever. Oh, I can't have them anymore.
Wrap me in a pancake.
Oh, yes.
Tell me I'm a bad flapjack.
The poll question this week for Mindbender Club members is pick one thing you'd like to be buried with. I wouldn't mind being buried with pancakes.
Yes, that's so good.
Just put them all around me.
That's damn funny. Elon Musk is trending this morning.
Did he say slut?
I thought you said slut.
Don't be a slut.
Slug. He said slug.
I said slug.
Elon Musk, I guess, has reclaimed the title of the world's richest person. $187.1 billion.
Did his stock go back up that much?
Does this say why? I didn't copy and paste why. But I'm sure it's, yeah, I'm sure it's a stock thing. Unless he got a second job or something. He's working afternoons at IHOP.
He's a barista.
Right. Which led to this other story that was kind of floating around. It was called Living La Vida Bezos. And it was talking about Jeff Bezos, who's only worth $120 billion. And essentially what it feels like for him to buy things. Like if he were to go out and buy a $200,000 Porsche, which, you know, a normal guy would be like $200,000, it feels like 12 cents to Jeff Bezos because he's got so much money. Annual child care for somebody, which is about $36,000, it would feel like 2 pennies to Jeff Bezos. 2 pennies. So I have another one for you. The most expensive thing was a yacht. If he went out and purchased the world's most expensive yacht at $400 million, it would be like Jeff Bezos spending $237. Isn't it insane? It's mind-boggling.
That is his yacht. And he did buy.
He did buy a Mac Daddy yacht, didn't he?
It was that yacht that was so large they had to dismantle a bridge, or they were going to have to dismantle a bridge to get it out of the shipyard.
My God.
I said shipyard. But I think they found another way to do it because the people in that town were mad that they had to disassemble their bridge for Jeff Bezos.
God, this is crazy. I'll give you one more because say you go out and buy a $754,000 house. That's a very specific number. $754,000, that's like Jeff Bezos spending 45 cents. Damn.
That's so good.
So good. This fourth grade teacher is making the rounds this morning. Marley Christensen, this looks like her name is. She posts videos of herself using popular songs in all of her lessons at school. Mm-hmm. And this time around to teach kids about rock formations and physical changes when it comes to rocks, she reworked the lyrics to Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero song. And I just happen to have a few seconds of it. It's darn cute.
It's 100 to 2,000 degrees. The salt is most common because it forms at Earth's surface. At Earth's surface. It's rocks. It's a rock cycle. There's three tides. Everybody agrees.
And it goes on and on. But yeah, you can find more of that on YouTube. Isn't that great?
I love it.
That's
I love to see when educators come up with unique ways to keep kids like engaged in
what's
going
excited
on.
About learning. So very, very cool. All right, let's do some clickbait.
Clickbait.
It's on our Facebook. Please go on there and like us and follow us, Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. An article you need to check out if you want to send your faraway lover a kiss. This company has come out with a contraption with warm moving silicone lips. And it's equipped with pressure sensors, actuators, and it can mimic a real-life kiss by replicating the pressure, movement, temperature, and sound. And what you do is if you have a friend with another one of these devices across the country, you download an app and you hook each of these things to your phones, and you kiss the silicone device, and it replicates it wherever your buddy is, essentially. So they're kissing their silicone device.
It's a sex toy, Jeremy.
And, of course, everyone's being naughty with this, and I think it's just beautiful.
I'm just saying.
Why you gotta be like that, Dom? Why you gotta just be like this? Keep it wholesome, dude.
I say what many people think.
Keep it wholesome, dude.
Why?
I'm not doing that with my silicone lips. I'm giving it kisses.
I wasn't talking about that. It could still be an actual kiss, but it's still technically a sex toy.
Yeah, okay. If you want to be like that, whatever. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait. Did I make you uncomfortable again?
Make it dirty.
I'm sorry.
Just smooches.
I'm making it exciting.